Well, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, we finally got a victory yesterday. How about that? Got some clutch hitting for a change.
I always worry about our win-loss record on Sundays so that I could talk about a win when, you and I, Monday morning. A tough weekend. You know, we've played some sloppy baseball thus far. And the good side, I guess the silver lining in all of that is, we're only 8-10 and 2.5 out of first place and not really playing real crisp baseball. So I guess that's the silver lining in it all. Good win yesterday. The bullpen shut down the Blue Jays when they needed to, and it was a good day.
I understand there was a team meeting over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a little meeting. The manager just chatted with the guys about playing the game the right way, making sure they remember that we're not a baseball team that can just roll out of bed and, get to the ballpark and, just be laissez-faire with the game of baseball, thinking that we're that good, even though we won 92 games last year. The way we win baseball games is we play good, solid defense. We move runners along. When you're asked to sacrifice bunt, you put the bunt down. All the little things, the fundamental things that, get you going to win 92 games. And we just really haven't done that this start of the season. And I think it was just a little reminder by the skipper that we needed to, really focus in on how we need to go about winning baseball games.
Well, all he needs to do is show us how the season ended and how any game is important that can sort of set your fate in the playoffs, for sure.
Exactly. That, Tigers won 93 last year. We won 92. And, so every game matters, and we need to make sure that we know how to focus in on what it takes for us to be a winning baseball team.
I know there was some speculation about the activation of Mr. Giambi. What's going on with that?
Probably today. I think I'm not sure what subsequent roster move will be attached to that, since he'll obviously be added to the roster. I mean, somebody's got to go, and not sure who that person is. But the expectation is that he'll join this team hopefully today.
Craig, you know what Jason Giambi's nickname is?
The big G.
Well, G, yeah. You can't get any shorter than that. I was just reading part of the article, and manager Francona referred to him as G.
Okay.
Not G, like G-E-E, but just G.
Plain G, yep. Exactly.
Now, Bob, we've often talked about how a lot of these guys have nicknames. Do you have a nickname that you can share that they've labeled you with? Bobby D?
Yeah, no, I think that's it. I think, just... people have a little difficulty with my pronouncing my last name, so they shorten it to just D as well. So there's some who are, it's Bobby D, and there's others it's just plain D.
Wow.
Did your teachers, when you were growing up, have trouble with your last name, or were they able to handle it?
No, they did not. I had two older brothers who went through all the Lakewood schools, plus my father spent 50 years in the Lakewood school, so most everybody knew my dad, so they had a sense of our last name.
Were they happy to see a DiBiasio on the attendance list in their class? I'm just,
I would say I think so, yes. Okay. I would have to say yes. We were the kind of kids that we knew that we'd ever got in trouble at school, we'd get it double, because we'd get it from the teacher that, we first had to face, and then knowing we had to come home, and word would spread to my dad up to the high school that things weren't done the right way, and so we would get it double. So we just didn't want that, so we behaved.
Yeah, very, very good. Indians in Kansas City, these are, what, four games against, or we got three against?
No, four.
Okay.
Four. Seven-game homestand. Three in the books. We've got four against Kansas City ending Thursday with a day game. So if you like those weekday day games, we have one for you on Thursday at 12:05. And, tonight, tomorrow and Wednesday, 7:05. AL Central battles that are very important, and Royals are struggling like we are. As a matter of fact, everybody in the Central Division is just beating up on each other, and it may be the case all year long. But anytime you play a divisional rival, very important game. So a big four games for us coming up.
Sounds good. So we'll talk again next Monday. Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, thanks for joining us and sharing some of the Tribe thoughts with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Have a good week, man.